The vast majority of the federal budget goes to so-called entitlements. What do you think about entitlements? How much is it? Why should Americans be concerned about this number that most people know is growing?
Right. The entitlement system is misnamed, I think, because entitlement means that you're entitled to it, that you have a right to it. And people have asked me in the media, and they, with a surprise, they'll say, don't you believe that medical care is a right? And my answer is no. People aren't entitled to somebody else's productive effort. And the government has nothing. The government only has what it takes from somebody else. So it can't provide anything without taking it through taxation or through the inflationary process. So when people talk about entitlements that they are entitled to, they're implying that they have a right to medical care, education, housing, and on and on. But it's a very undermining idea, and it undermines the whole concept of what the free market is all about. It undermines the principles of what America is all about, and it distorts everything in the Constitution. And it really, unfortunately, it's not humanitarian, because it's motivated by humanitarian instincts. Well, XYZ didn't have ABC, and we have to take care of it. So they sacrifice the principle that you solve those problems elsewhere. You have less problems when you have a free market, and then the people who do suffer and have needs, they have to be taken care of either by themselves or their family, their friends, their neighbors, their church, or local government. And it has it can work. But people have lost their confidence, so they say, well, the government is the dispenser of entitlements. They are the safety net, and they resort to that, not realizing that it's going to undermine the whole system that produced the wealth that takes care of so many. And I challenge the whole concept of entitlements, because it participates in the deficit financing, participates in creating the inflation, the destruction of the productive capacity of the economy, and yet people say, yeah, you just don't care about the poor. Well, it's precisely because I do care about the poor that we have to look at this issue.